I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, March 22nd, 2020. At number 10 on our list of top stories, Congressman King provides details on why he voted no on the COVID-19 assistance bill. Essentially, King says the bill was rushed and the federal government did not think through the consequences of said bill. At number 9, Harley-Davidson of Carroll are going to be partnering with local authorities for an attempt at a world record later this year. And of course, paired with that, the fundraising going to be for awareness and funds for breast cancer. At number 8, Governor Kim Reynolds ordered the closure of all restaurants, bars, fitness centers, and other public venues. That was effective at noon last Tuesday. She has provided more details. Of course, that's related to the coronavirus pandemic. At number 7, Carroll leaders close public access to critical services as they work to mitigate the COVID-19 infections, especially at the local level. Carroll cases remain at 1 as of Friday. Number 6, local families are working with Carson King to create awareness and a campaign for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Iowa. I encourage everyone to go check that out and listen to the audio. Again, 3 local families involved with that. And of course, you got Carson King of Bush Light Venmo Me fame on that one. At number 5, Carroll County Public Health says the local COVID-19 patient has not attended any large public events, and South Central Calhoun's superintendent explains their decision to cancel school activities. Of course, that's in relation to last week's decision. Of course, the situation has changed quite a bit since then. At number 4, Carroll County Public Health dispels some rumors while awaiting answers to other questions. Of course, some of those things regarding how long the coronavirus lives, its effect on pregnant women, that type of thing. Be sure to check it out. And I encourage everyone as well to visit the CDC, Iowa Department of Public Health, and Carroll County Public Health pages to stay in the know on that. And number 3 on our list, it still remains last week's announcement that a case of COVID-19 had been confirmed in Carroll County. And number 2, occupants escape serious injury in a Carroll house fire from last Friday evening. Really cool stories with that one, with the Good Samaritans saving some lives with that. Just really neat from top to bottom, other than, of course, the fire actually occurring. Then our top story, nice to see that's not coronavirus related on this one. A manhole cover shot into an air from explosion at Wilkie's Clother on Wednesday morning. That actually hit the ground with such force that it impaled basically halfway into the ground on that one. A surprisingly little amount of damage caused by that and no injuries reported. And that's your Week in Review for Sunday, March 22nd. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.